This is your Nishna Valley with LaVon Eblen.
And Stacey Linfer.
Well, I know Jim welcomed you back
yes.
last week, but welcome back.
Yeah, I yes. get two welcome backs. Yes, that's pretty
exactly.
nice.
Exactly. And I know Jim was really counting the days, practically the hours. One, because he was doing your job.
Right.
But I've had several people say, when's Stacey coming
oh, yeah.
back?
Oh, that's so nice.
Even more important, the listeners were waiting for
yeah.
you to come back.
Oh,
so,
well,
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah. Because I know it's a bit of a challenge for you
yeah.
to leave your little ones and come
yeah.
back to work, but you got to get back in the groove.
Yes,
and you are needed here also. So, and I know you and Jim talked about Wyatt and Brianna, but
mm-hmm.
but it's been a whole week.
Yeah,
things have happened since then.
Yes,
I mean with they change so fast.
Yes, they certainly do. Brianna is sleeping really well through. Almost through the, you know, entire
wow.
night. She usually gets up about 5, which is when I'm getting up anyway. So, works
That's
out. She's kind
remarkable.
Of my little alarm.
Yeah.
yeah. So, if, you know, if we put her down like around 8:30 or so, 9, then she'll sleep till then. So.
That's amazing.
I'm enjoying that. But
well,
not that I go to bed that at that time either.
Well, maybe you should.
Right. I know. Wyatt sometimes is a little more difficult, but he's getting better at that too. I think just being back to daycare itself helps him get back on his schedule and, you know, wears him out more than what I could with, you know, trying to juggle both of
yes.
them, you know, at home. And so, yeah.
Well, kids do need that schedule. I think sometimes adults forget that who are off on their kind of their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying necessarily you do, but I know some do. And kids really need to be on that schedule.
Yeah. It definitely helps a lot, especially for his sleeping habits.
Exactly.
And, yeah. Getting to play with his friends just really. Wears him out a little bit when he comes home.
uh-huh. And was he really anxious to go back to play with his friends, or was it?
I don't think he really knew, but
okay.
once we got in there, he didn't even notice I left. I mean, he went right to the toys, playing with his, you know, with the other kids. So
okay, Mom, you're not. Needed.
I thought it was going to be some terrible thing,
right.
you know, because he was pretty much attached to my hip the whole time, and if I was feeding Brianna in a chair, then he was, you know,
right.
sitting right between my legs
yeah.
and hanging out with
yeah.
us. So,
so.
But no, well, didn't even notice, didn't care.
Well, that's great. I mean,
yeah,
on one
no.
hand, you go, oh, I don't
right.
know. But
I also didn't want
great.
A big crying fit either.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that would just
Absolutely.
Kill me. So.
So is Brianna smiling? I'm sure
yes.
she is.
Yeah.
And
you know, making her little coos.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's
oh,
so
fun.
Cute.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Great fun. Like
mm-hmm.
And they change so, so fast
yeah.
at that age. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, that's fun. I know pretty soon, I haven't seen any pictures since the really first ones, but I'm guessing maybe I've just missed out on some because...
I just got some online from where we got her pictures taken.
All
so,
right.
Yes.
All right. We'll be taking a look at those. What fun.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's you're going to be spending probably a little more time inside than outside, and that's okay in this kind of weather.
Definitely. I'm not a winter person, so
me either.
If I don't have to be outside in the winter, then I'm not going to be.
Because I'm not a summer person either. I
oh, really?
Like, no, I don't like 90 and humidity and blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't like it that hot either, but I'll take it over the snow.
Well, in between, that's the perfect time,
yes.
right?
Yep,
I guess
spring
if we,
and...
If we don't like it so much, then we just need to leave and not complain about
I
it.
I know. Yeah, that's just what we do, you know.
Yeah.
We're good at complaining about the
yeah.
weather.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's all we can do about the weather is talk about it. So, yes. And, you know, I think it's starting with that little bit of snow and the cold temperatures starting to kind of get us into that Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Just hope we don't forget Thanksgiving and that whole Christmas mode. But I'm already tired of Christmas ads on TV.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Shopping. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It's just like skip right over Thanksgiving.
I know. You always feel like they just forget about Thanksgiving because
yeah. yeah.
you see Christmas stuff in the stores before you do hardly any Thanksgiving stuff, to me, I think, anyways.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think so, too. And people are getting their lights up. But my neighbors have great lights up. But that's kind of a weather thing, too.
Yeah, definitely. That's something we need to get out yeah, to do this year. But...
Well,
hopefully before
have.
It gets too cold.
Yeah. I'm always positive. I'm thinking we're going to have some nice days before we, you know, before it's way too late to put up Christmas lights. And
I hope so.
We'll do it then.
Yeah.
So, talking about things to do, later I want to come back and talk some more about that whole festival, Christmassy kind of stuff. But let's find out some things that are going on just this week.
Sure. Let's see here. Well, over in Minden, the Minden United Church of Christ, they're having their dinner and sale. That's on Let's see, November 17th at the Minden Community Hall, and they're serving from 11 to 1. They're serving roasted chicken, Alaskan walleye, mashed potatoes, home-baked bread, and pies. Just asking for a free will offering on that, and then they'll have an auction that begins at 1. Again, that's the Minden United Church of Christ dinner and sale. That's on November 17th, and that starts at 11. In Griswold, the Griswold Community High School, they're presenting the musical Oklahoma. Performances, the last one is on Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. The shows will be in the Griswold High School Auditorium. Tickets are $7 and are on sale now. Hopefully I can get to that. I did that in high school, so it kind of be neat to see how they did it, many years later.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
It sort of surprised me, actually, they were doing Oklahoma because it is an old, I guess, classic.
I never had seen it or heard Oklahoma, you know, when we were getting ready to do it, so I had to go out and buy the video and watch it, and
here it is again. Yeah, great.
Yeah. A book signing event and book talk with author Annalise Tisdale will be at the Exira Public Library. That's also on November 17th at 1. And her book titled When Christmas Trees Lit the Sky, it's a memoir of growing up in World War II Germany, and it's a story of a typical German family caught in the crosswinds of war. Again, that's on November 17th at the Exira Public Library. Over in Adair, the Adair Casey Jr. class, they're having a spaghetti supper. That's on November 17th on Sunday from 5 to 8. They're going to have that at the Happy Chef in Adair. And their meal includes spaghetti, garlic bread, salad, and drink at just $10 for adults, $6 for kids 10 and under. And you can purchase tickets in advance from a junior class member. And you can also get those out the door. And then the junior class will be serving the meal. It's the Adair Casey Junior Class Spaghetti Supper on Sunday, November 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. And that is at the Happy Chef in Adair. Unity Point Hospice's annual memorial service will be held on Sunday, November 17th. That's at 3 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. That's at 1607 Hazel Street. The occasion is an opportunity for families the hospice has served in the past year to join in celebration of the lives of their loved ones. Performing will be Elsa Casey, Jennifer Gassier, and Bob Davis, vocalist. The service is open to the public and guests are welcome. They'll have some light refreshments after the service. If you'd like more information, you can call 243-8006. That's Unity Point Hospice's annual memorial service on Sunday, November 17th, and that's at 3 at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. Over in Brayton, they're going to have the Road MC breakfast. That's on Sunday, November 17th, and that is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, French toast, pancakes, eggs, juice, and coffee. All sounds delicious. It's the Road MC breakfast on Sunday, November 17th at the Brayton Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday, the Walnut Presbyterian Church Annual Bazaar and Dinner. That's going to begin with a mini bazaar at 3, and then they'll have their dinner served from 4:30 to 7. They'll be serving turkey, ham, dressing, and homemade pie. The cost is $9 for adults, $5 for children 3 through 12, and then kids under 3 are free. They do have some carryouts available, just $10. And they'll have candies, dish rags, embroidered dish towels, and scrubbies available at the bazaar. Again, that's on Wednesday, November 20th at the Walnut Presbyterian Church, and that starts at 3.
It's interesting to me they list scrubbies in their promotion. But you know what? Those things are hard to find that are the really good scrubbies.
Okay. You better tell me what they are just to make sure.
Oh, they're
like for dishes?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. And they're pretty small, mm-hmm. and they're tough.
I mean,
you know, but they're good on Teflon and all that kind of stuff. But to go out and buy one is, you know, at a store, mm-hmm. almost impossible to find.
Oh, really?
Little handmade ones, yeah, last forever.
I know my mom has one. So.
Oh, yeah.
The Turkey Day Party, it's at the Atlantic Public Library. This is for kindergartners through third graders, and that is on Wednesday, November 20th from 2 to 4. What they'll have is some Thanksgiving games and stories, crafts, movie, and treats. It is a free event, but they do ask that you sign up, and you can do that by stopping in or giving the library a call. It's the Turkey Day Party at the Atlantic Public Library, and that's on Wednesday, November 20th from 2 to 4. Atlantic's Recipe Walk and the City Park Grand Lighting, that is coming up. It's Thursday, November 21st, and this recipe walk begins at the City Park Grand Lighting stage, where attendees can pick up a recipe envelope, and that will have a list of the participating businesses. Some of them include the Coca-Cola Center and Museum, Rex Pharmacy, Aunt B's, Bonnison's, Capel's, Downtowner Cafe and Catering. Santa will then will make his appearance at the Grand Lighting Stage at 5:30 to help bring in the holiday cheer, and that will turn on more than 200,000 lights. It's followed by visits in his cabin, and then they'll also have carriage rides. The recipe walk, again on that, it's open for participants from 5 to 7, and then parade entries are welcome by contacting the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce for the registration form. Pre-registration is not required, but they would like that if you can do that. And there's no set theme for the lighted parade, but they do ask that you have lots of lights and a sign identifying your organization and business. Again, that's the Recipe Walk and the Atlantic City Park Grand Lighting. That's on November 21st. That Recipe Walk is from 5 to 7, and then the lights will turn on at 5:30. The Cass County Genealogical Society, their meeting is on November 21st. It's at the meeting room at the Atlantic Public Library at 1, and visitors are welcome. A Apple Skiver and Sausage Supper, that's coming up on Friday, November 22nd. That's at the Trinity Lutheran Church, and that's in Avoca. Serving is from 4 to 7. You can call in your carryout orders. They do have a 2-dozen limit until 6, and they're also having a quilt raffle and bake sale. The Apple Skiver and Sausage Supper on November 22nd at Trinity Lutheran Church, and that is from 4 to 7. Elkhorn Optimist Danish Inn Chicken Supper and Family Fun Night, that's also on Friday, November 22nd. It's from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Kimbleton School. Cost is $10 for adults, $7 for kids 6 through 12, and then kids 5 and under are free. The Family Fun Night is from 6:30 to 8, and during that they'll have games for the kids. Fishing, basketball shoot, bingo, cakewalk, and much more. Proceeds will go to the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Youth Programs, and they do have carryouts available. Again, that's the Elkhorn Optimist Danish Inn Chicken Supper and Family Fun Night on November 22nd from 5 to 7, and then the Family Fun Night is 6:30 to 8. Let's see, the final item I have here is the American Legion Post 350's Feather Party. That's on Saturday, November 23rd, and that is at the Brayton Town Hall. The auxiliary will be serving a light meal from 5 to 6, and then bingo will start at 6. They'll have numerous prizes and raffles, and prizes for bingo. They'll have turkeys and hams to give out. So that's the American Legion Post 350's Feather Party on November 23rd at the Brayton Town Hall. And the meal is from 5 to 6, and then bingo starts right at 6.
That brings back memories. I took my mom to that feather
party. Oh, really?
And we won a little prize, but the main thing was that she could go and play bingo.
Yeah.
So it's a fun time.
Yeah.
And who knows, you might go home with a prize too.
Yeah, but that wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a couple more meal things that I want to add, and then we're going to take a break and come back and talk about a few other activities. A soup supper fundraiser for the CAM shooting team will be held on November 27th at the Anita Community Center from 4:30 to 8, and it is a free will donation, and to-go orders are available. That's the soup supper to be held to raise money for the CAM Scholastic shooting team. That's on November 27th, 4:30 to 8. And if you're hungry for apple skivers, you can have apple skivers and sausage at the Trinity Lutheran Church on November 22nd. That's at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, 4 to 7 p.m. And there will be a quilt raffle and a bake sale and all kinds of other good stuff with that. So again, hungry for apple skivers, that's on Friday, November 22nd at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Call-in orders will be taken until 6 o'clock. So if you can't go, you want to call in? Okay. You know, I haven't seen many apple skiver events going on just lately. So this
I know, just seems like during the Tivoli Fest.
Yeah.
You know, when we get to go and help make them and stuff.
Yeah. So this is a little different than some of the other dinners and so on going on. So apple skivers and sausage, great way to help out a church and have some good taste and stuff, along with all the other options that you gave us, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back to talk about some other events, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever we have to talk about here next.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Okay, we are back, and like I said, I had a couple other events that I wanted to mention. The Canby Friends Church is having a Southern Gospel music concert on Sunday, November 24th at 4 p.m., and a soup supper following. So it says, this is the true quartet singing at its best. Harbor Lights is the name of the group. Again, November 24th, 4 o'clock at the Canby Friends Church. And a couple other things related to the Harlan area. The Harlan Community Wrestling Club is asking for your youth wrestling sign-up. That's going to happen on Monday, November 18th, 6:30 p.m. at the high school wrestling room. And that is, when we say youth, that is for kindergarten through 6th grade students. And at 6:45, shortly after they start their registration, there will be a short presentation by the coach. So please bring in unreturned singlets from past years. Donations of used wrestling shoes would be appreciated. And if you have any questions, call the coach at 579-2766. Youth wrestling sign up Monday, November 18th in Harlan. And then this is almost a tongue twister. Biddy ball basketball. First, second, and third grade boys and girls. Registration forms will be sent home from school and must be returned by Monday, November 18th. The cost is $10. And games and practice will be held on Saturdays in January and February. But you need to get signed up now, Monday, November 18th. This is sponsored by the Harlan Lions Club. And then there's the Shelby Co-Ed Volleyball League forming right now. And that sign-up is on November 25th. And as I understand, the playing will be on Monday nights. If you have questions, there's a phone number, 249-6491. And I'm sure, Stacy, that if people miss these phone numbers, sometimes it's kind of hard when you're just hearing mm-hmm. them, that they can go to Daily Diary.
Yep, I'll have it up there.
On web and get all of this information we've talked about, get the phone numbers, and that way you won't miss out. So also in Oneida, they've been having and still having going a Books Are Fun sale along with a toy and miscellaneous gift sale at the library. It started the 4th, but it goes until the 23rd of November. So they suggest you come and do your Christmas shopping, probably find something for yourself for all those special people on your list. That's at the Oneida Library. And if you haven't been to the Oneida Library, you really should go just to go see
yeah.
it. It's a neat library, but I think, Stacy, I said before, I think we have just the greatest libraries in Cass mm-hmm. County. I don't know about other counties, but we have wonderful libraries, and many of them have just been renovated, remodeled,
yes.
and you know, up to date. I know the Cumberland one.
Yep, my mom's been working on that one for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, and so we have that great opportunity. So the library hours in Oneida are Monday 2 to 8, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday 2 to 6:30. Wednesday is a little longer, 10 to 6:30, and then some morning hours on Saturday. So that's the Books Are Fun sale, but that includes things in addition to books. And then the Black Friday shoot at Oneida Sporting Clays. You can come and participate at this Black Friday shoot. You can shoot 50 or 100 clays anytime between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The cost is $15 for 50 clays and $30 for 100 clays. Lunch will be available from 11 to 2. And this is the Oneida Sporting Clays, or Hanson Outfitters, is located on Fairview Road in rural Oneida. So again, there's some phone numbers here, but you can also go to Hanson Outfitters, Hanson-Outfitters.com to find out more information. That's kind of a growing business, and I know clay shooting has been popular for some people for a long time, but this is an area that's, I think, really getting interest. Okay, let's move over to the north a bit. The Naughty or Nice 5K Polar Run Mermaid to Mill is happening 8 a.m. November 30th. And you do need to register. Pre-registration is by November 15th. And that way you get I'm not going to pronounce this correctly, Nisse hat, N-I-S-S-E, and peppermint patties at the start, and hot chocolate glog at the finish line. The start is at the Mermaid Fountain in Kimbleton, and the finish is at the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn. So there are prizes for best costume, best Danish costume, and most original or crazy costume. Danish Windmill is where you register in advance or get more information. That's happening, the Mermaid to Mill Run. I think they've added some new kind of things here. It says this is the first annual Naughty or Nice 5K Polar Run, November 30th. Let's hope it's at least 30, but maybe a little warmer would be good. And then also on November 30th is the Elkhorn Lutheran Church Yule Fest concert. And they're featuring classical and contemporary Christmas music performed by local musicians. And I know there's lots of local great talent. That's November 30th, 7 p.m. I know you'll be mentioning this again in the future week, mm-hmm. but that's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. You need to start getting that stuff on your calendar because your calendars can fill up
quick.
Really fast. Yeah. Every weekend there can be something going on and in between, too. Well, we may, we'll probably come back here and talk a little more about some festival kind of stuff. But before we do that, I have no anniversaries.
No.
I have no babies to announce, but you have some birthdays.
I have some birthdays. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Betty Hansen, celebrating her birthday on November 17th, and also to Lila Mae Nelson, celebrating her birthday also on November 17th. So happy birthday to those ladies there over at the Salem Lutheran Home. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Grace Campbell, celebrating her birthday on November 20th, and also to Bea Welch, celebrating her birthday on November 21st. So happy birthday to those ladies there over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Mm.
This is a good time to remind folks, we would like to share good news of wedding anniversaries, 40, 50, 60. I don't know if we've had any 70 ones real lately, but that's possible.
It is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, to share the news of new babies in the area. So how can we do that?
You can send it to me at kjandesk@metc.net. You can walk it in to me. Just hand it right to me at my desk. You can call it in 243-3920. Just any way you'd
like. Send a card.
Yeah, mail it. P.O. Box 389, Atlantic 50022.
Yeah, share the good news and let us get that across the Nishnah Valley. Well, I think when you were announcing, I think you announced maybe one of the very first kind of festival things that's happening at St. John's Church this weekend, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yes. And I think that's the first one I've heard of. That's
kind really?
Of the, yeah. Festival Trees and Tables. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's the one in Atlantic coming up in December. But also before that, Deck the Agri Hall is happening on November 23rd and November 24th. That is at Agri Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. And KJN will have a little display participating in that one as well as in the Atlantic one. But it's just fun.
Yeah.
It is. I always think, a couple things. You can get great ideas to use at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got those. Oh, for instance, I was reading. You got enough kids' blocks, you can spell out Merry Christmas with the kids' blocks.
Yeah.
Or, simple kind of things that aren't real expensive necessarily. And then you can always see people. Sometimes it's the only time I see somebody is when I go.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah.
Because we're all doing this special thing.
Yeah.
And so that's fun. And then there's always some food involved.
That doesn't hurt.
Usually some Christmas cookies or whatever.
And definitely gets you in the mood.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that Atlantic is having a recipe walk. That's a good way to get some new recipes. But Anita Town and Country Club is also having a recipe walk on December 8th from 3 to 5. And right now they're kind of recruiting the businesses to participate. Sarah Sisler is the one to contact. But as that date gets closer, you know, you want to plan to go and taste. Yeah. Of course, it's not just picking up the recipe card.
The right? sample.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you may, you know, usually when I do those, I find maybe one or two that I think, okay, that's something that I want to keep and I probably will make.
Yeah.
The rest of them go, yeah, that was nice, but it's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you have favorite kinds of things.
Yes.
That you make and, yeah. Always yeah. open to a new idea, but
definitely. Because sometimes it's like, okay, you feel like you make the same thing over and over and over again. So something like this, you know, definitely bring in something new.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Another kind of Christmas-oriented item that we might mention is the Anita Child Care's 5th annual silent auction, and that's during the Anita Christmas Walk on December 8th. They're putting all these things together. And the silent auction is to help to raise money for early childhood and after-school care programs. And being the fifth one, I'm thinking that they've been successful in the past. It actually is their 9th year of business to offer the child care. And it's right there at the elementary school, which I just think is so practical.
Yeah.
You know, you have your other kids there at school and so on. Any item you would like to donate would be greatly appreciated. So this is the time when they're gathering those donations. Some possible basket themes. That's kind of an in thing now in the mm-hmm. auctions. Hawkeye items and, of course, cyclone items, personal care products, hunting supplies, kitchen supplies, movie night, family game night, camping supplies. Just kind of think about what you like to put together when you're doing a family activity. They would like to have those donations by December 7th in order for your company's name and donated items to be listed in the flyer. So contact the Christy Berg, who is the board president, or Paula Boffman, who's the secretary. So kind of think about what you want to do to participate in, with your own family and to help others out.
Yes. I always have a hard time kind of come up with things like that. So I think the movie night would be something that I'd probably take their idea. But, you know, you can add different things to it instead of like the microwave popcorn. Do like the actual kernel, which is, I just read an article that's better for you. The microwave stuff is just filled with chemicals and toxins. So switch it up. Get off the,
yes.
you know.
And we have some very local sources for that. Chris, mm-hmm. the McCurdy Farms raises popcorn. And even if you go to the grocery store, there are a number of Iowa farms that have it, you know, packaged and on sale on the shelf. So mm-hmm. you can kind of stay close to home, which I think is a plus in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and add some candy in there that you want like to mix it with. I'm a peanut butter and M&M or just regular peanut M&M, and my husband's Reese's Pieces, so I'd probably have to throw in some of those for each.
Just whatever makes your family happy.
Yeah.
So lots of things going on, and we hope you'll tune in again next week to Nishta Valley. Keep up to date with everything.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's been good to visit with you, Stacy.
Thank you, LaVon. You too.
This has been your Nishta Valley with LaVon Eblen.
And Stacy Linfer.